Welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. And this week we have Holly Lindsay, who's the executive director and also a bit more with the Alaska Fine Arts Academy here to talk about what's going on over there in Eagle River. So welcome to the show, Holly.
Thank you.
Glad to have you on the show here to talk about all the things going on over at Alaska Fine Arts Academy. And for those of you who have been listening to our shows this summer, you know we've been focusing a lot on upcoming seasons about all the different performing arts groups in the area and what they got coming up this fall, winter, and spring. And Alaska Fine Arts Academy has a really ambitious season coming up with their theater program, including there's more things they do than just theater, but they've got a really ambitious season coming up, don't they, Holly?
We do. We really have worked on building more of a show a month kind of season and really working on getting adult shows and adults in, as well as doing our normal children theater season.
Well, that's right, because you do a lot of youth theater programs there, and now you're adding more adult shows.
We sure are.
And you've got a show going on right now, don't you? What is the show you have going on right
we
now?
We do. Right now we have Aladdin Jr., a wonderful production from Musical Theater International that we are closing actually this weekend. So tickets are still available if you'd like to take your children. But the closing performance is Saturday evening, and that has actually been part of our student director program.
I know we've had some of your student directors on before, and it's mm-hmm. exciting to see how you're training young artists to come up through the ranks and learn how to do all the things in theater. Are you finding any of your student directors now graduating on to do some of the adult shows?
Yes, we are. And actually, it's also very exciting. We have some students who have gone on to other theater companies. We have some students who've gone on to TBA to do some tech work for them, and a student right now who's actually doing some things for ACT, which is very exciting to see that they AFAA is still their home theater, and I still get calls from them, but it's nice to see them going and doing things outside of the company as well.
That's great to see. One thing about Anchorage Theater and performing arts community in general is that it seems that people sort of go back and forth between different companies, and they share their experience, their knowledge, and their talents with everybody around.
Definitely. And it's been really welcoming for me. You know, I'm a military spouse. This is not our home by any means. And the theater community has been very welcoming. And if I have questions, they're willing to kind of talk trade, which is nice.
That sounds great.
So.
And you've got a lot of shows coming up, and you've got some shows that are on your website that have auditions are coming up, but you've got
Correct.
Even some more shows than that. So after Aladdin, you've got something else coming up that's not on your website. What is that show?
Right. So I am leading a submersive intensive of Daughters of Salem, Afflicted, which is a new play coming out from Dramatic Publishing, which follows the lives of the seven girls that were the original accusers of the Salem witch trials. And so it's a very small intensive with a very intimate. We're only meeting for four sessions on Wednesday evenings. And I actually have a few spots open, but that's been by hand invitation almost from some of our higher level students, because I'm bringing in lecturers from UAA, and I'm bringing in lecturers to talk about the art and the music and the fear factor of that time and the imagination of these girls and the imagination, the psychology behind these trials and the history. So it's a very exciting thing for me to kind of be able to be teaching this year a little bit more and have that interaction with the students.
Now, when you say an intensive, that sounds like it's going to be a very intense experience, but there's a certain format for that. Or explain
there
what you
is.
Mean by intensive.
Yeah. So when we say intensive at the AFAA, it means that they are learning an entire show within a very short period amount of time, which includes the characterization, especially because this is a very historical piece, the history behind the show. They're doing their own character research upon these very historical and very well-known women. And so it's definitely a very, this one will be very intense. I always joke when we do the theater, the musical theater intensives, that the root word of intensive is intense, and there's a reason for that. And by the third day, the kids are like, well, this is a little intense. But the kids that are doing this one are a little bit older, have been through a couple intensives in the summer with us, and understand what they're getting themselves into.
It almost sounds like you hear of immersion programs where students go into a program of a foreign language, and that's all
they're
around that whole thing. Mm-hmm. They cannot not think about it.
Right. So that's exactly right.
You're immersing these students into an intensive, very short period of time.
Very short period. Mm-hmm.
In which they have to, the just all around them, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And do you culminate in a performance then?
We do. So this is a free community offering. So what we're doing is they're performing, hopefully at the zoo. I really want to get out in the amphitheater at the zoo in the fall. But they're going to be performing at the Academy one weekend, which will be free to the community. We'll be performing at the library in Eagle River and at the Chugiak Senior Center. So this is just something for the kids to really not only get this rich historical kind of experience through this American history, this very dark time of American history, but it's also a way for them to learn what it means to interact with the community and be a part of an actual community. It's not just about the theater itself. It's about what we bring to the community.
Interesting. So, like historical ambassadors, aren't
right.
they?
Right.
Yeah. We're bringing art to the people through history, or history through to the people through art.
Right.
Well, coming up in the fall, you've got a very ambitious season coming up here. Your first show, Something Wicked This Way Comes. People often know that from the novel of the same title.
Right.
So give us a bit of a background about what this show might be about, that some of us don't know that book.
Sure will. So Something Wicked This Way Comes is a short story by the gorgeous writer, Ray Bradbury. He's definitely one of my favorite writers, Fahrenheit 451. I mean, you can't beat his writing, and his short stories are some of the best. Definitely, you know, people of my generation look at Stephen King, and Stephen King gets his stuff from Ray Bradbury. That's a very important piece of information, I think. So this is about a carnival that comes to town, and they basically have a carousel that can turn time backwards or make time go forwards. And it's all about this friendship between these two boys. One boy wants to get older before his time and be a grown-up, and one boy is realizing that maybe being a child isn't so bad. And it's all about, they see some things, that there's a lot of magic in the show. We're looking for acrobatic performers, and we're looking for some jugglers to come and be a part of the show, because it is a carnival atmosphere. It's going to be very, it's very dark, it's very spooky. It's will be great for Halloween. That's what we slated it for. And it's just very much about choosing between doing kind of what is right and what is easy. And the scene that always gets me, there's a great scene in a library where the evil carnival owner is looking for the boys, and books are flying. And it's definitely, it reads like a movie because Ray Bradbury writes that way. And to bring this story to life in this area, I think it's just going to be really exciting.
It sounds very exciting. So, my guest this week is Holly Lindsay, who's here with the Alaska Fine Arts Academy. We're talking about their upcoming season. We just talked about their first show in October, their adult season, which is Something Wicked This Way Comes. And again, I say Ray Bradbury is incredible writer.
Yes.
And he has that, always has that sort of switch in his writing that makes it really, really interesting. Like you mentioned Fahrenheit 451.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful story. Your next show coming up is Sorry, Wrong Chimney. And I'm not familiar with that show. Tell us about that.
Sorry, Wrong Chimney came to us from a suggestion from Joe King, who's actually in the production, doing our Little Mermaid that's going on right now as well. And Sorry, Wrong Chimney is a 1940s farce, and which is something that the Academy does well in the history of the Alaska Fine Arts Academy. They do farces and comedies very well, and they'd kind of stepped away from that. So for this season, I really wanted to pick something that would be funny. I'm a comedic actress myself. I just performed in Love, Loss, and What I Wore for the Academy. And so I really wanted to do something where we could all just be funny adults with each other. So that's, there's humor, you know, it's very much Three's Company. There's people going into closets and things going into doors, and there's sumo wrestling Santas and all kinds of things that, you know, the person...
Wait. Sumo wrestling Santas.
Sumo wrestling Santas.
Let me get an image of that
in
my head. Maybe not.
Yeah. So there's always... there's a lot of things going on there that is going to be very funny, and it's all in the spirit of Christmas. So any mm-hmm. bad Christmas joke that you can think of that might be in the 1940s or 50s, that's what you're going to see.
Sounds great.
So...
And you also have another Christmas show coming up. Is that right? It's not on your season.
Correct. We will be doing a kind of a breakaway from home during Christmas break for kids, that they can come and learn the story of, and who doesn't know, but the Grinch Who Stole Christmas. And we'll be supplementing that with music from the movie through Hal Leonard, and teaching them a song and a dance and kind of some of the scenes of the book, and letting them do some Susie art that they can take home for Christmas. So
sounds like a lot of fun. And then going into the new year, opening in February, we have Hansel and Gretel and The Princess and the Pea. I assume these are two shows running together.
They sure are. They're two 1X that we received, and this is an exciting... The Princess and the Pea will actually be a student-directed production, and then Hansel and Gretel is actually going to be directed by myself. This Hansel and Gretel, which we picked before we even knew about Mari Hahn's wonderful native production that she's working on at UAA with the opera, and we're very excited about that. Our own Leilani Cook, who is our front office manager, is actually in that production, so we're very excited for that. But this one is a little bit different. It actually uses German language. It's a little bit more traditional. And so it'll be a really interesting pairing between the two, and it's going to be great because The Princess and the Pea is so funny in general, and then this Hansel and Gretel is very dark, so it'll be a great...
You know, I'm seeing sort of a pattern here, and you chose the season this year, didn't you?
Yes, with the help of the theater committee.
A nice balance between, as you're calling it, dark plays, and Hansel and Gretel is a dark play.
It is. I mean,
it is a dark, and the more fun, the farces and so forth, so you're getting a wide range of different kinds of shows. So,
correct.
Interesting. And then the next show is probably one of the most often done shows, and it's done for a reason. I've done this show, I think, 3 or 4 times myself. The Music Man. There's trouble,
yes,
right here in River City.
Right.
And just tell us why you chose that play and maybe something about what the play is about.
Well, you know, I think whenever you're working with a group of people to pick a season, you look at things of, okay, where are we going? Where are we moving to? Where do we want to be? And my time here in Alaska is very short. And so the growth that we have had in the time that I've been with the Academy has been incredible. We did a very successful Cotton Patch Gospel last April under the direction of Joe King. And it just seemed time to do a big musical. We've done these summer intensives now for 2 years. They've been full up. Kids are learning. Kids are growing. What better show to bring a community together than Music Man that has the adult roles that are juicy and can really...
Well, Harold Hill. Harold Hill.
I mean, you can't... Those are iconic. You know, I grew up watching Robert Preston and seeing that, and Shirley Jones, and I also...
And Buddy Hackett.
And Buddy Hackett.
You're
right.
Version,
I mean,
right?
Those are... Yeah, and the film version. I mean, those are... I've seen... You know, I was never... Unfortunately, I was never able to see it on Broadway. That was slightly a little bit before my time when the revival was. But I did get to see a really wonderful regional production and some tours. And, you know, that show sticks with you. It is kind of this quintessential... American musical without being Oklahoma, right? That's always what we...
Exactly, right.
That's kind of what I stay away from. But it's going to be wonderful. I really think that because of the way we've laid the season out, where it's a good toss between the children and the adult theater as well, that we'll definitely be getting in some people who have some really strong talent and will be able to really pull off the show very well. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a really great production.
Well, the Music Man, as you mentioned, does have roles for both adults and for children. There's
right.
some great parts of Zanita and mm-hmm. The other...
The boy.
The boy. I can't think of his name right now. But they have almost as important a role as Harold Hill.
Most definitely.
And Marion. So yeah. You get some really strong parts for the youth of your group as well as for the adults.
Correct.
And the music in that, I mean, the Beatles did a song from
right.
The Music Man.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you can't beat that. And there are things too that, like, the kids, even if they don't, because I have found, I guess I was raised differently, but I have found kids who don't know the show. So there's been a lot of education of, well, this is the show, and sit down and watch it right now, and this is what it is, and this is, you know, and they love it. They
well, that's
just
what happens
fall in
a lot of times. These shows, Music Man was done so many times
right.
that people started saying, well, we've seen that show before, but maybe it's time to bring it back.
Right, yeah.
That sounds interesting. Well, Holly Lindsay, it's great to have you on the show talking about Alaska Fine Arts Academy and all the things you've got going on this year, and it sounds like a nice mix of shows that bring in the dark, the light, the youth, and the adults. So thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
I'm Steve Hunt. This is Stage Talk. If you want more information about Alaska Fine Arts Academy, go to our webpage, click on Stage Talk at alaskapublic.org, and go to the Stage Talk calendar. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.